Hi, this is David Sachs, and welcome to Spiritual Tools for an Outrageous World. Every week we do a little couples therapy between us and God. It's a chance to deepen and explore our most important relationship. Okay, I'm glad you're here, and let's get ready for Shabbos. There's a great question that Rabbi Zalman Sorotzkin asks, a question that never would have even have occurred to me, and it goes like this. In this week's Parsha, Parshas Pekudei, we're coming to the end of a series of Parshas about the Mishkan, and everybody knows that the tabernacle in the desert was funded by all of the gifts of the Jewish people. Well, in this week's Parsha, there's an account. Where did all the money go? So now here's the question. Why is it that the Jewish people demanded an account for the Mishkan, but when it came to their contributions to the golden calf, nobody ever asked where the money went? So it's interesting. Listen to what his answer is. His answer is surprising. He says that when a Jew gives for a righteous cause, he really desires that every penny of it should be given out to exactly what that cause was for. But if a Jew gives to a cause that isn't holy because the Yetzer Hara, his evil inclination, got the better of him, then deep down he really hopes that the money was misappropriated and it never went to the cause that it was supposed to go to. And that's why we never asked for an account for where the money went with the sin of the golden calf, because we were really hoping that the people didn't give it to the cause that it was collected for. Isn't that interesting? It shows you that deep, deep down, even when we do the wrong thing, we're trying to do the right thing because we're that deeply connected. You know, I'll tell you something surprising. It says that the people who collect tzedakah in the world and who are frauds, that that's actually a blessing for the Jewish people. And you can go, what? How can that be a good thing? And listen to the logic of the rabbis. It's really, really fascinating. They say that there are those people who don't give charity, tzedakah, because they think that, oh, is he really going to use it for the cause that he's collecting it for? And so, in order to excuse those people, God puts crooks in the world who actually collect money and use it for purposes other than what they say they wanted it for. Do you understand? God puts these crooks in the world in order to redeem those people who don't give, who should give, who aren't giving because they say they're crooks in the world. So because they say they're crooks in the world and they're not giving for that reason, God says, okay, I'm going to put crooks in the world just to make it that you're actually right. So look how much Hashem loves us, that he knows that deep, deep down, even when we're doing the wrong thing, we want to do the right thing. And when you know that God is that close, then how can we not just try to come closer? Good Shabbos, good Shabbos. Thanks for listening. We do this every week, so join in again next Sunday for our new podcast where we explore the amazingness of life. And review us and send in any comments or suggestions. I'd love to hear them.